No, I tell you what, these weeks are not getting less stressful. Let's just dig into it. Trump bombs Iran. The panic setting in, and many are disheartened, fearing that Trump is dragging us into another Israeli conflict. Let's revisit a past event to put this in perspective. In January 2020, after the U.S. killed Soleimani, Iran retaliated with missile strikes on U.S. bases in Iraq. Trump later said Iran gave a heads up, likely through intermediaries, to avoid American casualties. No U.S. troops were killed, suggesting a calculated move. Similarly, in April 2017, Trump's strike on Syria's Sharat Air Base, where Russian forces were present, involved prior warnings to Russia, ensuring no casualties by targeting peripheral areas. The news sparked widespread outrage, and I was among those upset. I even made a video analyzing his address to the nation, puzzled by what seemed like inconsistencies. The context was unclear, and the heightened stress felt disproportionate for a supposed missile strike. Soon after, we learned the truth. Trump had warned Russia, who in turn alerted Syria, allowing all personnel to evacuate the base. The missiles, it turned out, struck peripheral areas, avoiding significant damage. Fast forward to today, and we're faced with reports of three Iranian facilities being targeted, allegedly to halt Iran's nuclear program. Eye roll moment. Whispers are circulating that these facilities are abandoned. We don't yet know the full scope of the geopolitical maneuvering. My sense is that it's a high-stakes game of wizard's chess. Calculated moves on a complex board with deadly consequences. Stay sharp and question the narrative. Peace, peace, peace. The chessboard of global politics is shifting, and the moves are becoming clear. The recent events, diplomatic sidestep, strategic strikes, and public posturing are exposing the true nature of the players involved. Iran's nuclear ambitions have been set back, allowing them to save face while avoiding escalation. Israel's, meanwhile, is revealing the character through its actions, and the world is watching closely. As I've said before, Trump remains the people's president, chosen by a constituency whose understanding of reality shapes our path. For meaningful change that truly represents the American people, that population must see the truth, grasp it, and act on it. Without this, we risk a propagandized public chasing a distorted version of change, one that undermines their own interest. This isn't a conspiracy theory or a QAnon fantasy. It's the raw nature of the situation. The alignment with certain predictions is curious. But I don't rely on cryptic figures to see what's coming. Human nature demands repetition for clarity. Israel, in my view, will need to show its hand at least two more times before the world fully wakes up. People often need three hard lessons to face reality. Let's hope those lessons are sharp enough to jolt us all into awareness without catastrophic consequences. Now, with all that being said, I hope you guys did your homework and went and found out what the Samson option is. It may explain why we're having to go through these scenes. Not really for our benefit, but for, I guess, the show for those that would trigger the Samson option. I need my enemy to believe a certain thing so that he continues on the path that he's on. Show who you are without pointing your gun back at me and shooting me. We're doing Lindsey Graham here in a second. I tell you what, I'm sure you'll watch it. But I ain't never seen him this sad, even when his little butt buddy died. McCain, Lindsey Graham was not this sad. He looked like he truly lost a really, really bad bet. I was like, damn, man. You look like your dog died. I don't even think that man likes dogs. He's probably one of the really smart ones. I'm wondering, though, I know there's someone else. It's almost like there is no one else as far as if you're going to say there's a deep state. Most of the guys that you see are puppets. It's very rare to actually see like an actual leader, and Lindsey Graham just happens to be just one of them. But I keep going through my mind, it's like, oh my gosh, yeah. There's not many left alive. I mean, McCain's dead. What's his face? I'm drawing a blank on him, but he was the but he used to be their leader, and this was during Obama's time. And then he retired. So I was like, okay, well, he's gone. I think he's even dead now. So you can't even look at him and sit there and see if that's gone anywhere. And really, all you've got left is Obama, who's pretty much been absent from the public light. We've seen a lot of Michael slash Michelle, but we've not really seen Barack or Barry, whichever name you want to call him. I don't even think he's really made any public appearances. Yeah, things are becoming very curious. A lot of puppets, you could sit there and see the light fall from their eyes, but you know they're puppets. The leaders, on the other hand, there's just not many left.